And the girl that stands up with the bride,
she's called the maid of honor.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear about a custom after people got married that, I guess it was usually boys, that would come around and make all kind of noise and commotion and things on their wedding night? Chivalry? Okay. Okay. You might be talking to somebody about going shopping somewhere, and they say, well, I just found this beautiful dress in Montgomery. You might say, well, I was blank in Montgomery last week, and I didn't see anything that night.
I was in Montgomery last week, and I didn't see anything
that night. Okay. If you knew someone, you might say, well, he doesn't live here, he lives blank at the Browns.
He doesn't live here.
Okay. And if somebody around here had a real noisy party and something happened, they get a big ruckus down there, and you say, well, they didn't just arrest two or three of those people, they arrested the
whole bunch.
Okay. There's something that young people like to do, especially in high school. They have them after football games, where they'll hire a band and they all go in and have a
dance.
Mm-hmm. And if children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you'd say, school does what at 3 o'clock?
Turns out.
Okay. And usually the day after Labor Day is when school
is out.
Okay, or we've been out all summer, and usually after Labor Day, school
opens. Mm-hmm. Again.
Okay. You sent your children to school and you find out the next day that they hadn't gone to school, they'd gone fishing or to play baseball, you'd say that your child had...
Excuse.
Had skipped, okay. And people go to school to get an...
Education.
Mm-hmm. And after high school, you go on to...
College.
Mm-hmm. And in a room, in college or in high school, there are a lot of little seats where the students sit. They're called, everybody has his own
desk.
And there's a room full of
desks.
Okay. And in school, there's one large room where all the books are kept, and you have to go in and check the books out. That place is the
library.
Mm-hmm. And to mail a package, you have to go to the
post office.
When you went to Tupelo, you had to spend the night in a
motel.
Mm-hmm. Or like a motel would be
like a motel. I mean, I didn't say, yeah.
A building like a motel.
Right.
Would be made where you'd have to make reservations. You couldn't just drive in. Hotel?
Yeah, it could be a hotel.
Okay. And you'd go to see a movie at the...
Yeah.
Mhm. And if you had an operation, you'd have it in the
hospital.
And you'd be taken care of by a
doctor, nurse.
Mhm. And you'd catch a train at the
station.
Okay. And an open place in the city. Some places, towns have them where there's green grass and a lot of trees. No name for that little area?
Park.
Mm-hmm. Or a public square or a common.
Okay.
If you lived right here and I lived right here, you'd say, well, Cindy lives blank from me.
She lives the other side.
Would you say kitty corner? Somebody that lived on diagonal? Okay.